The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Gardaí are warning householders with home heating oil tanks to be on high alert as fuel thieves are now using spotters to identify targets. People are being asked to be more security conscious as the price of fuel continues to soar. Joining me now on the line to discuss this is Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, I would have thought that kerosene was a difficult thing to steal, but apparently not.
No, I mean, these thieves are very sophisticated in terms of the equipment and the techniques that they have to steal the fuel. I mean, for instance, they use silent electric siphon motors. They've specially adapted drills with siphons that can literally, the siphon is literally attached to the tank and it can empty a 500 to 1000 litre tank in a matter of minutes. And they have special tanks within converted vehicles, sometimes vans, sometimes trucks. It's believed that some of those trucks are actually disguised to look like ordinary delivery vehicles, anything but a lorry carrying oil. And of course, unfortunately, given the price of oil at the moment, there's a thriving black market for those type of fuels. And what I was actually intrigued by is it's not just home heating oils and kerosenes that are being taken, but even lorries that are parked up are being targeted for diesel. Such is the lucrative nature of that type of theft.
And one assumes it has the advantage from a criminal's perspective of being essentially untraceable. Once you're off the scene of the crime, there's no way to tell whose fuel it is that you have.
That is exactly it. And there are a lot of unscrupulous people out there who are willing to buy it at knockdown prices and not ask where it came from. So what Gardaí are basically doing is warning householders that, look, there are practical steps you can take to protect your fuel, particularly because, I mean, I think 500 litres of home heating oil or kerosene is the bones of 700 euros, which is an awful lot for householders if it's taken in its entirety. So the simple things to make sure that your oil tank is not visible from the roadway. If it is visible from the roadway, what you can do is you can secure it with a fence around it and you can plant hedging around it, sometimes thorny hedging, to try and deter thieves. And there's also special alarms that you can fit to your tank that if the oil level or kerosene level drops below a certain point, there's an alarm goes to your phone or to your household alarm system, which again might deter thieves. You have motion sensors, you have CCTV footage. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to try and protect your home your storage units.
And presumably, as with any kind of opportunistic theft, it isn't that you are trying to turn your oil tank into Fort Knox. It's that you're trying to make it sufficiently difficult for the people who want to steal from you that they move on elsewhere.
Exactly. These are very sophisticated gangs. Their number one priority is not to get caught. And they will go for the easiest targets. So if they see a tank that's going to be difficult to access, that they realize there's an alarm been fitted to it, that there might be CCTV footage, sensors, those type of things, chances are they're going to look for an easier target. And unfortunately, what's happening is that it appears that these thieves are watching oil deliveries. Now, that's nothing particularly new, but what's happening now is that apparently they're watching the deliveries and they're marking what are believed to be the easiest targets for the gang that then usually hit in the early hours of the morning.
Interesting recommendation coming in from Colin. Colin by text saying, be careful of locking up your oil tank, as in if the cap on the tank has a hole through which you can put a padlock. It says, locking up your oil tank is useless. Thieves steal oil by drilling holes in the base of the tank and draining it out that way, which means to go to your numbers, Ralph, not only are you out the 750 quid for a fill of oil, you're out the cost of either a tank replacement or a tank repair as well.
Exactly. And for the sake of just investing a little bit of money in proper fencing, in maybe a good thorny hedge around it, camouflage it from the roadway and have those various type of preventative security measures like alarms or surveillance systems, it really can protect what is quite a valuable asset for a family coming into the winter months.
Have the Gardaí given any indication as to how likely it is that people involved in this kind of crime get prosecuted? Because casting my mind back, I can't think of many cases where I've seen people being done for oil theft.
No, I certainly haven't come across any. I'm based in Cork and I've certainly not come across any down here. What I have come across is people who have been caught stealing diesel from trucks. There have been arrests in that particular regard. But I think there's a major effort by Gardaí both to improve security awareness amongst householders and also to try and track down these gangs, because while the figures are the peak time for these tanks being targeted are between September and January, which makes sense because that's the time when people usually get oil deliveries when the colder weather comes in. But Gardaí are very much warning people that, they're concerned at the high level of oil. They don't want to see a massive surge in these thefts.
And presumably as well, at first glance, you might look at this and think, well, this is going to be a problem with isolated properties, particularly in the countryside. But if they're using things like converted delivery vans, it may actually be the suburbs and centre towns that are more at risk.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is a type of crime that has affected urban areas. It has affected rural areas. There have been very isolated houses that have been targeted. There have also been houses in quite built up areas. So I think it's very much how easy is it for the gang to access the tank? And do they believe that the tank is full? Because that makes the effort that they're going to much more lucrative from their point of view in terms of the amount of oil or kerosene that they can actually take. So I think the Gardaí are taking this very seriously. There's been a major crime prevention awareness campaign ongoing about this particular type of crime. And I think if you just look at the figures, I mean, essentially, we're only 7 months into 2022, and we're almost, by value terms, almost up to the entire value of oil that was stolen in 2019. Now, the number of thefts is down, but we have yet to come into the peak delivery period when those thefts really seem to spiral.
Ralph, thank you so much. That is Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent. Now, a reminder that all of our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.